Do you wish me to give a talk, or would you like to have specific questions asked? Yes, come on up, come on.
My mother, God Almighty, my mother. I still have, she's dead, and she's still alive in me, and I never realized how much I hated her. She belonged to this church. She cloaked herself with religiosity.
Yes, there you are.
And I looked at her and I said, if you're a Christian...
Well, there it is. That's your block.
That is.
And that is the block. That is the block of so many people who've had bad experience with fake Christians, weak Christians, and parents who misrepresented Christianity. And so, here I come along. You still...
I know where you're coming from.
I know, but you got that block. You haven't forgiven your mother.
No.
See? So there is a block right there.
And also...
You haven't forgiven her.
I haven't forgiven my father either. I'm beginning to see resentments.
We were coming to that.
Yeah.
You know, we were coming because, you see, if your father was a man, you know, my wife's a tough lady.
She has to be to live with you that long.
No, she still survives. She still survives in an egotistical state.
Yes.
She survives me. It's like a struggle all the way to the death. You know? And so this is good. Listen, it works for me. I'll tell you why it may work. Because I don't impose my religion on her. But I won't let her impose her nuttiness on me. And so I said, all that's going to happen is it's going to backfire on you, and you're going to go, either I go mad or you go mad, and I ain't going mad.
One thing that destroys me...
What?
...is seeing my faults go off into my kids. And I have a child... He's very aware, and he's rebelled against me like I have my mother. He's got tattoos.
Well, because you're a hypocrite too.
I am. It is true.
Because you want to believe in God.
Yes.
You're not very believable as a person who believes in God. You're trying your best to be the best person you can be, aren't you?
Yes.
But you can't believe in God, and you've got this rejection, this knot in you, that block in you against...
Well, what is that knot? How do I get rid of it?
It's hatred. It's pure and simple resentment. And so I can stop my explanation of what's going on in my family, but I'll come back to that later and address it because you are focusing on it. I believe that you have a good intent. Okay, I do believe that. I see that about you. But you're tangled up in your conditioning. You haven't understood fully what forgiveness is. You've heard me talk about whatever it is. It's to let go and drop resentment, right, towards everyone. You still think you have to forgive your mother in the past, and you still think you have to forgive your father for not being a man enough like I am with my wife. She don't get away with anything. She did. See? She became the angel, and your father became, you know, in the doghouse. See, so you expect a father to save you from your mother. All men, if they're men at all, struggle with this quandary. You have to... What do you think... Let me just a little philosophy here. What do you think God Christ came to save? How do you think he saves the human race? I'll give you the answer. He saves men from women. Because you have to understand, if you believe your Bible, original sin, men fell to women. Right? And what's behind a woman? They always say, behind every great man, there's a great woman. I always say, what's behind her?